Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. It is the Post-Match Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Machin. First up is my match reaction to Liverpool beating Tottenham 1-0.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. I'm inside Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Liverpool won 1-0 against Jose Mourinho Spurs. Sound one or two hairy moments at the end, which I think we all could have lived without, but I had the beauty of the fact that it was all at the opposite end of the ground, so don't really know how close everything was. Spurs fans certainly thought it was close, the oohs and ahs and what have you, but so much composure shown by the Reds, particularly the last minute or two. You know, they threw the absolute kitchen sink at us to try and get a result there, just get a point, which, and let's be honest, a point would have been exceptional for Mourinho. He loves points, he loves draws against good teams. He lives for it, literally wakes up in the morning, makes a cup of tea, and then has a wank thinking about draws. Yeah, look, and the way we conducted ourselves, I think, yeah, one or two little moments where you just wanted to, I don't know, if we'd just been a bit more clinical in front of goal, if we'd just been able to kick that, I think we probably broke the record for the softest shots hit towards their direction of their goal. We had about three of them where they just P-rolled in the general direction of Gazzaniga, and if we'd had any weight behind them, we could have been a couple of goals up, but I'm not going to sit here and complain because we're at the top of the league and that's what it's all about at this point. So going away to these big grounds, you know, we've got these big games left. Man United to come at Old Trafford as well. You know, we're going to have to go to the Etihad. I am not asked how we get results in these games, just that we get results in these games. This is another perfect example of that. We did more than enough to absolutely bury them today, but you know, I think Spurs would look at it and go, look, they did enough to cause problems and probably maybe deserve it. I don't know, again, all down the opposite end of the ground for me, so who's asked. But no, I thought Gini Wijnaldum was probably my man of the match today. I thought he was exceptional. There's one moment at the end where I was thinking, oh, he's a 10 out of 10 performance, and he gave the ball away and they had a good chance. Everyone had that little moment in it because they swarmed us. They are a good team. They didn't put us under pressure, but I thought all over the pitch, I thought Gini Wijnaldum was exceptional. Defensively doing his duties, supporting the attack, getting up, strong, holding the ball, trying to feed people in. I thought he was real. I thought Gomez conducted himself outstandingly as well. Again, every little play probably had one moment where you made your wins. But no, I thought he was great. Virgil van Dijk once again absolutely outstanding. Andy Robertson outstanding. Trent Alexander-Arnold, good game. Bobby Firmino scores the goal, brilliant to see. Jordan Henderson probably the weakest player on the pitch in terms of performance, and not for a lack of endeavour. I thought there were some brilliant things that he did, but just a couple of times just caught in possession, got dribbled past a bit too easily. This is the kind of game where you need Firmino. I think Jordan Henderson is a phenomenal footballer, and he's done a fantastic job in the absence of Fabinho, but against really big teams, against big games in big stadium like this, I think they're the games that you do need Fabinho for. But he's been outside. I can't wait to see him back in the field. I thought Lallana was really good, a really good addition to the side when he came on. But look, just fine, just very, we're getting into the swing of being a very professional outfit. Liverpool are not top of the table by accident. We're not here by luck or by magic or happenstance. You know, this is 13-14, we're flying by the seat of our pants. Liverpool are in control. They are the masters of their own destiny, and it feels weird and glorious. I don't really know how to react to it because we're just going into games and I expect us to win, and we do. And that's the long and short of it. It's not arrogance, it's just the reality of how good this Liverpool side are making themselves through their own endeavour, and long may it continue. Anyway, Liverpool comfortably top of the league now because Danny Ings did us a bit of a favour for Southampton against Leicester. The onus is now on Man City to get back onto the chase. But you know what? Good luck to them because Liverpool are absolutely incredible. Next up, it's Mr. Chris Pajak with the player ratings.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is player ratings time. Liverpool have come into Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Liverpool have got the 3 points. Liverpool have beaten Tottenham by 1-0. Roberto Firmino, goal the difference. I'm here for player ratings. I'm going to start with the goalkeeper. I thought he was really good. Thought Tottenham came into that second half, could have had a chance to win the game. Sorry, draw level in the game. Created enough, maybe, you could say, to get a point out of it. But ultimately, Alisson stood between the sticks. And Alisson did his job as he normally does. 9 out of 10 for that man there. 10 for Alexander-Arnold, probably an 8 out of 10 for him on the night. Difficult for me today. I was so low down that, you know, when Liverpool were on top first half, they were the other end of the field. So I know I'm bad at this anyway. At least I've got an excuse this time because my view wasn't fantastic. But Trent Alexander-Arnold, I'll probably give him a 7 out of 10 tonight, maybe an 8 out of 10. I'll go 8 out of 10. Defensively, he was sound. He was up against Son, fought a couple of times, but equally got passed on a few times, got into good positions, decent delivery when he got into those positions and stuff. So yeah, sound performance from him. Nothing to write home about, not the Trent Alexander-Arnold performances that we've gotten used to over the last sort of 6 weeks, something like that. But, you know, sound. Centre-half, Joe Gomez, I thought was outstanding tonight. 9 out of 10 for him. I know he goes for that karate kick one time. That's maybe his only mistake in the game. But ultimately, he had a tough game against tough players, good players, and he comes out smelling roses. Another clean sheet for Joe Gomez, Virgil van Dijk and Alisson as the three right in front of the net. So thought he was brilliant again. Virgil van Dijk, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 as well. Again, just outstanding. We didn't see that range of passing that we're normally used to seeing. But first half we did. Second half, it's a little bit more back to the wall than we've been used to seeing over the last couple of months and stuff. But yeah, he was brilliant again. Won everything again. Sprinted when he needed to, tackled when he needed to, won everything when he needed to. Left back Andy Robertson, I'll probably give him an 8 out of 10 again. You know, I didn't think we pushed the fullbacks too far forward tonight.
Red Men TV! Red Men TV! Hey!
You right, lads?
Come on, the fucking Reds!
Up the fucking
yes!
Reds! Got a Liverpool fan, you can't see him there. He's in the Tottenham end. Oh, really is. Look, there's one there. Liverpool fan in the Tottenham end, absolute legend. So yeah, Andy Robertson, absolutely sound. Defensive midfielder, Jordan Henderson again, you know, brilliant. Stopped those runners going past him, fouled when he needed to foul. Released the ball quickly, used it well. 8 out of 10 for him. Gino Wijnaldum, probably my man of the match, if I'm honest. I'm going to give him a 9 out of 10. Thought he was absolutely outstanding. You know, they just couldn't push him off the ball. When they were breaking and we needed someone to break up play, it was Gini Wijnaldum. When we were breaking and we needed someone to hold it, to release a pass, it was Gini Wijnaldum. Thought he was amazing. Mad that this week he's been linked with a move away. Obviously, his contract runs out the end of next season. I'd do everything in my powers to keep him at the football club. He's one of the first names on the team sheet for me. And he was outstanding. Man of the match, as I said. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, probably a 6 out of 10 for Alex. Thought he struggled to get into it. He had one opportunity where he was on the edge of the box and he probably wanted to let rip. In fact, he might have had a couple of them. And he wasn't able to really grab the game by the scruff of the neck for me tonight. Game kind of passed him by. Wasn't surprised when it was him that was replaced on 60 minutes. But, you know, I think that was a planned tactical substitution. Jürgen had his man. He got 20 the other night. Now he gets 60 and he'll be back into the first team and we'll need him. But it was a tough game back for Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Mo Salah, willing runner as he always is, probably an 8 out of 10 for him. Kept Tottenham honest, made sure that their fullbacks weren't able to get too high up the pitch because they always had to think about him. Got into some decent positions to get shots off and stuff like that. Roberto Firmino, I'm going to give a 9 out of 10 for getting the goal, breaking the game, winning the game for Liverpool ultimately. All I remember of the goal, if I'm perfectly honest, is it kind of like, from where I was stood, kind of like bounced around and stuff like that. No problem, mate. And then Firmino hit that left-footed. And that flies in. Sadio Mane was a constant threat on the other side of things. I thought he was brilliant again. I thought he was maybe the player of the attacking three, although he didn't get the breakthrough that we probably all wanted from Sadio. He's replaced, obviously rested a little bit later on and stuff. So I'm going to give him an 8 out of 10. As far as substitutes go, Lallana, I'm being moved here, so I'll finish up dead quick. Adam Lallana.
My friend, you're going to need to walk and talk to
the Okay, no problem. Adam Lallana. See these guys?
Yeah, next
Adam Lallana, probably something like a 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 when he comes on. He was really fresh. You know, he's tidy on the ball, didn't lose the ball and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, absolutely sound as he always is. Shaqiri, probably a 6 out of 10, didn't really do too much. Although he did run it into the corner flag, so an 8 out of 10 just for that. I don't know, Dibakarigi as well. He was probably the other one that came on. And he stretched him, ran the ball into the corner. He did exactly what he needed to
do. I love you so much.
No problem. Thanks, mate. And so I'll give him a 7 out of 10, something like that.
And last but by no means least, there is a little chat from the instant match reaction. The full version of this is available in video and in podcast form with a redmentv.com.
I thought they played well tonight, Tottenham, and we had to be on our game tonight. And, you know, Joe Gomez is there. Trent Alexander-Arnold didn't think, you know, him or Robertson had a magnificent game going forward.
Final ball's let them down a bit.
Yeah, I think so. But defensively, you know, I think Trent did really well with Son. One of the top wingers in the league, a player that most Liverpool fans would probably want to see at our football club, and yet Trent dealt with him. Yeah. I don't think Son was too much of an issue. He has that one time when he's running across the 18 and he has a shot, but their shots were from distance, and you expect Alisson to make those saves, you know, and he does. Yeah. And Alisson, again, you know, probably 8, 9 out of 10. I think I gave him on the player ratings. It's the way that he gets rid of the ball quickly, even when it's a shot from distance and everyone, the fans are all, we're like reeling. And he's already thinking of the next thing.
Yeah.
He's already throwing the ball out to Robbo. He's spinning it around the corner for him and we're on and we're moving forward. I thought Salah did really well at, you know, continually keeping their fullbacks deep and running over the top. And Sadio Mane, again, when he had the ball at his feet, looked like probably the most exciting player on the field.
I agree on that.
It's Roberto Firmino that comes away and gets the goal. I've got no idea how it happened. And it was the other end of the pitch. You've already mentioned it. But left-footed, great strike by looks of things from the corner of the... that penalty area?
For me, Sadio Mane, I just thought was brilliant again. I've heard it said elsewhere, and it'll be said by everyone, to be fair. He's a man who looks like he wants us to win the league title, and he's going to do everything in his power to make it. And I look at how many flair players of that sort of ilk, you know, wide men, tricky, etc., etc., and they don't have the gumption to go with it. That's why I think, you know, obviously he's just come back from winning the African Player of the Year. It wouldn't shock me if Sadio Mane at this rate wins the Ballon d'Or next year.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.